Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about menopause, a time of change, and I am really excited because I am in this time of change. Yeah, and there was a little time there that it wasn't too fun, but I'm on the right track now, thanks to you. And so we're gonna talk about that. But I mean, every woman's gonna go through it, right?
Sure.
If you're a woman, you're gonna go through it. And there's menopause. Maybe next week we'll do.
We can do one on menopause. What's involved with that?
So, Dr. Prather, what is menopause?
Well, menopause, in a medical definition on that, is where you haven't had a period for 12 months in a row.
Okay.
So when you've gone a full year without a menstrual period, then it's considered that you have achieved menopause. Congratulations.
Hot flashes and all. Congratulations. And you receive, your reward is hot flashes. So it's like menopause, but it's really not pausing the menstruation. It's stopping it.
It's stopping the menstruation. Absolutely.
Okay. What is the average age?
The average age is 51 of menopause.
Okay.
But it can be anywhere from your 30s or into your early 60s.
I'm 54, so
54,
just above average.
Sure. And now, you haven't gone a full 12 months, though.
No, that's right.
So, yes, because the because it can vary on how long, the whole thing lasts too. So,
yeah, someone told me the other day hers was 11 years long. Said, "Just shoot me." 11 years.
11 years.
But we're going to talk about how to prevent that and make it a smooth transition.
Sure.
What is perimenopause?
Well, perimenopause is the process of getting to menopause. And perimenopause can last as many as 11 years. And that's when you have all the symptoms.
Okay.
In other words, you have all the things that are going on, the changes, but you're not quite achieving menopause yet.
That's probably what she had this gap.
So what she did is she had 11 years of perimenopause, where you go through all the symptoms. And perimenopause can be 2 years is the lowest amount, which is a good thing. Or you can go as long as 11 years, and that's more at the end type of stage.
So some people call it premenopause. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Perimenopause or premenopause?
Okay. Premenopause, as you are going through the process, and that's usually when you have all the symptoms.
Now, what are the symptoms of perimenopause?
Well, when you're talking about the symptoms of perimenopause, hot flashes, of course, are the big one, which is what women really, really hate.
Do you know what it's like?
I do. I have not had one.
Okay. It is like someone taking coals and putting them on your back.
Sure.
That's how I describe it, like someone putting hot coals on your back.
Yeah, usually the symptoms are either across the chest, face, head, or the back. And yes, it is. Everybody has said it's basically like hot coals. And not fun.
I have a friend, we'll be somewhere, maybe in a public place.
Sure.
Just say, who turned up the furnace? Or maybe the sauna would be better.
Sure. And the hot flashes can last anywhere from 30 seconds to 10 minutes. Of course, you know, it's not a good thing, and not every woman goes through hot flashes.
So you're saying the hot flashes are not a good sign.
There's the hot flashes are, in other words, things aren't working right when you have hot flashes. Some of the other symptoms along those lines are breast tenderness, an increase in PMS symptoms. You can have a lower sex drive, fatigue, Irregular periods, of course, is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have increased menstrual flow sometimes. And in other words, things can be all over the place, which is driving you a little crazy. Vaginal dryness, urine leakage is one of the things that occurs.
You got to run to the bathroom.
Yes, right. Urinary frequency increases. Mood swings is one of the big things. Sleep disturbances, headaches can start in at that point where they didn't have them before. Loss of hair on your head, so you can lose your hair.
This is wonderful.
Increased facial hair.
Do you have to keep going?
Acne. Memory issues.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I was memory to make
issues
sure
is
that
one
was
of the
there.
Things. Yeah, you can start to forget things during perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not unusual. So all of those different types of things are some of the symptoms of perimenopause.
And this is all hormone-related.
All hormone-related.
Mm-hmm.
It has...
Those hormones are so important to be balanced.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is if you are balanced, if you're healthy, you don't go through any of the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
The greater the amount of symptoms on that, the less healthy you are. And things are out of balance. So if you can get those things balanced out, it really decreases the symptoms. And if you can be perfectly healthy during this time, there are no symptoms.
I know. Was your mom? She didn't even really know when she went through it, did she?
She kind of ignored it, though everybody else knew that she was going through it.
Denial can be good.
I wish
I couldn't deny a hot flash. in the night when I'm kicking off the covers, kicking your covers off too.
Sure.
But so you talked about, how long does the perimenopause stage last? You said 2 years.
Two years is a real good, in other words, things are working pretty well, but if things aren't working well, it can go as long as, like you said, the upper limits are around 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, which can be rather annoying.
Us women, we just don't get a break, do we?
Well, there's a whole shifting in how the body works.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the ability to produce children takes a lot of fine-tuning. And then when the body's done with that, when, the ability to have... children occurs, then you have a whole shift in how the body works. The whole physiology of the body shifts, how the hormones balance out, what the hormone levels are completely shifts, and as it does that kind of a shift is one of the things that produces the hot flashes, because the body's going back and forth all over the place. And one of the things that the body does is it regulates temperature. The hormones regulate everything in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going back and forth, am I going to be a reproductive female or am I not going to be? And the body switches back and forth between those things. That can be rather devastating to how the physiology of the body works.
What if I just say a mantra? My body's not reproductive. It doesn't want to be reproductive.
Now, one of the things...
Listen, hormones.
...is as you're going through perimenopause, is you can still get pregnant.
Okay.
So that is one thing to remember.
Because you're still menstruating and still having a cycle.
Every once in a while, you can have a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be on a continual basis, but that is one thing that is important to know.
So you know when you go from perimenopause to menopause is when you have 12 months... of no menstruation.
Correct.
Okay.
Then you are, menopause is that, and then you go into postmenopause.
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
We need some encouragement here. So can the symptoms be treated?
Yes. It is an imbalance of the body. There are medical treatments, and then there's also structure function treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's known that some women have absolutely no symptoms of menopause or perimenopause. And the reason that they don't have any symptoms is because they're in perfect balance and in homeostasis. And if you're in homeostasis, everything works very smoothly.
So how many women walking through the Prather practice doors
have
perfectly balanced hormones?
There are very, very few. Mm-hmm. So it's a rare type of thing. But as we get women balanced out, the symptoms disappear. So the greater the symptoms, the more imbalance is occurring. Mm-hmm. So there's a very one-to-one correlation on that.
Mm-hmm. So what is a hot flash? like you know.
Well, clinically, the hot flash, the temperature of the body is controlled by the hormones. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a self-regulating type of a process on that. And when the body is switching from a reproductive time to a non-reproductive time, there is a tremendous amount of a shift and the body doesn't know quite where it is. And so the regulation of the temperature in the body goes a little screwy, mm-hmm. is a good way to put it. And so that's what's happening, is the body metabolism rate, the body temperature regulation. In other words, the thermostat is broken.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, mm-hmm. good.
Yeah. When we come back, let's talk more about menopause, a time of change.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
One of the most basic fundamentals that that I base my practice off of is something called the Atlas Orthogonal technique.
It's the type of adjustment.
It's a specific type of an adjustment, and orthogonal means at right angles. In other words, the head is sitting on top of your body.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Because about 80% of the people don't have that. Mm-hmm. And it has probably one of the greatest effects on the entire system.
You're saying 80% of people don't have the right...
The atlas sitting on underneath the skull.
Now, the atlas we're talking about is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae under the occiput. So a basic type of thing, and what I found is that probably has the biggest effect on the health of an individual over anything else. Mm-hmm. So you can actually make the greatest amount of changes with the atlas, getting it in the right position, because it's right there at the base of the skull, which is the center of the autonomic nervous system.
Mm, the base of the skull.
Which actually controls all the functions of the body. So the atlas orthogonal is one of the big bases of what we do and has the biggest effect on the health of the individual. And really, to make any types of changes in the rest of the system to help the body to work correctly, that's the beginning of where you need to start. And mm-hmm. when I'm actually working with patients, I make sure that that's in position. Now, of course, 20% of the people don't have a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
So we go on to
So not everybody that walks in the office has that issue.
And not everybody who walks into the office has that issue. But getting that corrected is absolutely essential for me to make the other postural changes and to make the changes in the system.
And I want to bring up here, you're board certified in the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, the only one in the state of Indiana. Got your training down in Atlanta.
Right.
So extensive training.
I was one of the original six mm-hmm. in that. So that's a huge basis. So there's a very strong belief system in that. And then also, I had my greatest amount of changes in my health through this particular type mm-hmm. of adjustment. So I can speak from a personal type of standpoint.
Find out how the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment can transform your health. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about menopause, a time of change. And we don't have to talk about statistics because 100% of women have
are
menopause.
Going to go through menopause, yes.
Yeah, usually we go through statistics, but...
Right.
Yeah. Not a lot of things you can say that. I mean, 100% of people will die, and 100% of women will have menopause. So let's talk about the different treatments.
Sure.
You know, what are the medical or disease care treatments for the symptoms of perimenopause?
And of course, menopause is a natural process, so it's not a disease. But the symptoms, when things are off, so what you're doing is you can treat the symptoms, which is the disease process, and you're not necessarily trying to find a homeostasis. And then you have a structure function means of approaching it, which is finding homeostasis and fixing the underlying problems. So when you're talking about the disease model, some of the things that can be done is, of course, hormone treatments, hormone replacement therapy, birth control pills, antidepressants, some of those different types of things
alcohol.
Can help. Alcohol.
The unfortunate things, I think, that was our dog. She's sitting in. She doesn't have to worry about menopause, does she?
No. No, she's already fixed on that. So.
Yeah, that's one of the options, right?
Right.
So, is sometimes increased drinking, and I know there's been a connection with increased heroin addiction among women my age.
Sure. When you're going through menopause, I mean, there is a lot of changes that take place. And trying to find different means of doing that. Alcoholism is a common thing that occurs. Drug addiction, are all different things that can occur with that have a higher incidence on those at that time. So it's a very common time of divorce, you know, because of the emotional and different types of changes that can occur. And
kids not understanding what their mom's going through.
Sure. So there's some real serious problems that can occur at that time.
Because my son's looking at me, Mom, I told you that. Like you did. You're going to have to email me, son, or I'm going to have to get a Google Calendar and you put those things down on my calendar, but do not tell me.
And there is a definite memory loss that occurs during that time, too. Because memory, how the brain thinks, everything is controlled by hormones. Hormones and the nervous system are the two things that tell the rest of the body what to do. And during menopause, perimenopause, women's hormones are all over the place. So things aren't working right.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the risk with hormone replacement therapy.
One of the common things that was done to help to alleviate the symptoms or hormone replacement therapy is one of the more common things. Pregnant mare's urine, Premarin, is one thing that they do. Also, there are a lot of other different types of hormone replacement therapy medically that's done. But there are, and you can get some great symptomatic relief along those lines, but there are a lot of risks that are involved with that. So, you know, weighing the risk versus the benefit is one of the things to really consider. Some of the risks that can occur with hormone replacement therapy is an increased heart attack rate, strokes. Breast cancer is
I knew about the breast cancer, but I didn't know about the heart.
Yeah, it's so, matter of fact, they have done hormone replacement therapy studies, and it's very well proven that there's a greater increase risk on these things.
Which is interesting because women's heart attack percentages are increasing.
Right. Some of the things that occur with the whole process of menopause, mm-hmm. is you have an increased chance of osteoporosis because the estrogen really helps to keep the bone density up. And as that drops, then you start to have an increased risk of osteoporosis. Heart attacks increase when, the estradiol is a hormone that keeps the heart working better. And so when the estradiol levels drop, the risk for heart attacks increase. Your cholesterol levels can increase dramatically when you have go through menopause. Because cholesterol is the precursor to hormones, and when your hormones drop, the body says, I need more hormones, things aren't working right. So it increases the cholesterol level to help to handle that. Mm-hmm. So, you've got some changes that go along those lines. But those are all different types of factors that need to be looked at and evaluated to make sure that, the risk versus the benefit is there.
Right. Well, let's talk. So that was hormone replacement therapy. What are bioidentical hormones, and are they safe?
Bioidentical hormones, one of the things that that is done with hormone replacement therapy is that the hormone replacement therapy isn't exactly like our hormones, human hormones. But you can take different types of plant-based or other different types of materials and make them exactly like human hormones. And that's bioidentical hormones. You can't patent those, so pharmaceuticals don't sell them. So you can't patent them because they are exactly like your own hormones, and you can't. Hormones are what everybody has, so you can't patent them. So pharmacies can put those together. There are a lot of different companies who do that. And one of the things that was done with bioidentical hormones is they decided to, just like with hormone replacement therapy, they did studies to see if there was a risk of increased heart attack, strokes, and breast cancer, just like they found on hormone replacement therapy. They had to stop the studies because the rate of heart attack, strokes, and breast cancer went right through the roof.
With the bioidentical also.
Bioidentical even more so than the hormone replacement therapy. Hormone replacement therapy, the rates were still okay to do the studies.
Right.
With bioidentical, they were not. Because women were dying at such a high rate that they canceled the studies and recommended that they not ever be done again.
But they're still doing bioidentical.
Bioidentical hormones are more dangerous than the pharmaceutical.
And I think people think they're natural.
Right. Because they're bioidentical, they're put off that way. And so people think that they're being safer with bioidentical hormones than on the pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapies. And that is not true. They are more dangerous because they are more powerful. And you get in other words, it overrides the body's own mechanisms. What happens with hormone replacement therapy is they aren't exactly the same as your hormones. So to be able to use them, the body needs to interfere and convert those into something that's usable.
Okay.
Whereas with the bioidentical, the doctor is completely in charge of what you're going on, and it overrides all the body's mechanisms of regulation. And so if you don't have it exactly perfect, then it'll kill you.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
Sure.
So I'm anxious to hear how that compares to what you do at the Prather practice.
Yeah.
Because I'm under the treatment there, and it has made a world of difference for me in a short few days when I got on the right program. So can structure function care be effective? I can say yes, but...
Yes. It works on an entirely different type of basis. It is something that needs to... One of the things is we are using products that do not override the body less than hormone replacement therapy. So what it does is it gives the bodies the mechanisms to self-regulate. So in structure function care, it's a matter, basically the body is the hero.
Mm-hmm.
So
Not the doctor.
So the body. The body. So
mm-hmm.
you're giving the body the means.
A lot of credit.
Right. The body is, it has the means to self-regulate. And it's a very fine regulation, and the body's amazing on how it can regulate everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get the body working better, the body can self-regulate and make the hormones. And the interesting part is with structure function care, is the risk of heart attack, strokes, and breast cancer decrease
mm-hmm.
instead of increases. So you have three different means of working with the hormones. You have the disease hormone replacement therapy,
mm-hmm.
which has an increase in heart attack, strokes, and breast cancer, but it does regulate. It is safer than bioidentical hormones, which are very, very dangerous. And then you have the structure function care, which is decreases the risk of all those things and can have amazing results.
Okay, and when we come back, let's talk about that specific treatment, structure function care for the hormones.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Get your pants off and get in there, and I will tell you what I think. Doctors always want your pants off. Take your pants off. Doctor would like to see you with no pants. Just get them off. It's my head. I said, take your pants off. But I hate the extra weight, so I start, maybe I'll start screwing around with some of his stuff, you know? Maybe I'll turn that thing up a little bit. Whatever the hell that does. Take all the tongue depressors out, lick them all, put them all back in. Yeah, two can play at this waiting game. Just once I'd like to say to the doctor, you know what? I'm not ready for you yet. Why don't you go back in your little office? I'll be in a minute. And get your pants off.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna kill my head.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about menopause, a time of change. And this is really pertinent in my life right now. So thank you, Dr. Prather. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, you had no idea going into that.
I had no idea. I was hoping I would just, like, bypass it. Is that denial? Sometimes it's better to live in denial. But no, I'm feeling so much better under your care and the structure function model. So I'm really anxious for you to share that. It makes a lot of sense because I knew I wasn't going to do hormone replacement or bioidentical. I wanted to be as natural as possible and let my body be the hero.
Sure.
You know, balance the body. So how are treatments determined in the structure function care at the Prather Practice?
For the most important thing on that is good diagnostics and very thorough diagnostics.
Mm-hmm.
In structure function care, what you're the goal on that is to bring about homeostasis in the body and to understand homeostasis and how to make the changes. We are more dependent upon diagnostics, lab tests, than even disease care.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we are vampires. We draw a lot of blood, and we keep up on that and see what's going on and the subtle changes that are occurring, because you need to make the changes along those lines to really make that work and have a good understanding of what are the deficiencies and how you can work with those to make the proper changes. So diagnostics are absolutely critical.
So for me, we did the full Prather profile.
Sure.
And then we did our hormone panel also, that's separate from that, correct? A more
correct.
Extensive. And what's on that hormone panel?
Well, the hormone panel, we get a good panel on all the different hormones that can be involved. Mm-hmm. We look at the luteinizing hormone, follicle stimulating hormone, progesterone, the estrogen, the testosterone levels, see how they're all balancing out and what needs to be done. You can do some further types of testing, but you can get a real good picture on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have literally thousands of different types of lab tests that we can do to get according to what we're finding.
Mm-hmm.
There's complications. We can do further testing, but that gives us a nice basis of what's going on in the system.
And I'll give you full
disclosure.
Disclosure, if you want to
sure.
share. My blood work came back. My liver and kidneys were great.
Yes, your basic blood panel, which we were looking at your general health, was absolutely perfect, which makes it a lot easier. We get quicker results on
because
that.
Because my liver and kidney. And
because everything was working right. Your thyroid was working correctly. So, you know, your basic immune system was great. So you were very healthy. What had changed on you was that your hormones had your progesterone and estradiol had completely dropped down to zero,
mm-hmm.
which was very unusual for you.
Right, and so it must have happened quickly.
It did happen very quickly. So we caught it, and you were probably experiencing symptoms for about how long? I forget.
Probably a month.
About a month.
Yeah.
So we got you on the blood test. We certainly saw why you were having issues. And then we started you on a program to get that corrected, and we saw immediate results.
Yeah, so I had zero progesterone, zero estrogen, a little bit of testosterone.
Right. You were actually pretty normal on your testosterone.
So I was just a man.
Well, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, men are supposed to have a certain level of progesterone and estradiol, too.
Okay.
Matter of fact, that's one of the common things that we treat. So, no, you weren't even at a male's level.
Okay. Yeah, I think people don't realize men need the progesterone and estrogen, too. Everything
there's
needs to be balanced,
there's
and women have
balance.
Testosterone.
Yeah. Right, there's a balance, and we do treat men with get their estradiol levels up, and that makes a big difference on their health well-being. A lot of times men are coming in saying, you know, I think I need, you know, I read all the symptoms, I need testosterone. Some men do, but oftentimes it's either progesterone or estradiol that could be the thing that needs to be raised up.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you raise up the testosterone, you would be getting the body further out of balance, which would lead to many different types of health problems, a greater chance of a heart attack. So, you know, it's important
to know.
We're
talking about women here now.
Yeah, I know. So it's important that you know what you're doing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
In other words, there is a, you know, it's nice because the things that we do are not going to have the same huge effects like hormone replacement therapy or the,
bioidenticals. Yeah, you said there's minimal risk, maybe with some of the herbals, and we'll talk about that.
Certainly.
So back to diagnostics, blood work's very important. We talked about, in my case, what that had found. What about hair analysis?
Hair analysis is very important, especially the copper-zinc ratio, because that has a huge influence on female hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that picture on there is very important. Calcium, magnesium. Also plays a big role. So having a good understanding of the hair analysis can be a real key on the symptoms of menopause, you know, getting that under control. There are many times where we either give copper or zinc or detox one of them to get things balanced, and that has an immediate effect on the hormone level too.
What about stool analysis?
Stool analysis. One of the things is this: if you have low short chain fatty acids, your absorption of fats can be dramatically changed. You can have some bacteria that cause some different types of problems. You can have some infections in through there that can raise up the inflammation, which has a huge effect on the ovaries and uterus.
I notice really a lot of women, you know, at my age, you can see the inflammation has increased in their body.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because when the hormones change, your immune system drops, which can change your susceptibility to different types of hormonal growth.
Mm-hmm.
Probiotics. We have probiotics specifically for women that help to take down the inflammation in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And as the inflammation goes down, then the abnormality in the ovaries and uterus can change, and you can get a dramatic change in symptomatology. So understanding how the bowels are working can play a very big role in a lot of the symptomatology.
Mm-hmm. And so those diagnostics, again, that are important for
sure.
Perimenopause, thorough blood work,
yes,
which we do, hair analysis and stool analysis. And what's nice, the blood work's covered by most insurances.
It is.
It's very extensive, and we get it at a great price.
Right.
We have a specific lab that works with us and is able to do that. The stool analysis, for the most part, is covered by insurance, which
yes.
is great. And then hair analysis is not covered, but at a reasonable rate.
Yes, it's at a very good price. Most people have no problems with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about, and you can talk about my treatment here because it's made a world of difference. In just a few days, I could tell the difference.
Sure.
You know, I was getting up at night quite a bit, not able to sleep. The hot flashes were becoming more, you know, in that short amount of time.
You did not like those.
I did not like that. I don't like anything about perimenopause except that your menstruation stops. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
even I could feel my joints when I was walking. I just felt like I was
certainly.
Getting old quickly.
Certainly, it does age you. If mm-hmm. things aren't balanced out quickly, you get bone loss, you get cartilage loss, the chances of rheumatoid arthritis increase, headaches are a common type of thing, weight gain occurs, toxicity, inflammation levels, immune system drops. Mm-hmm. None of those types of things are good. Chances of heart attacks increase. So, you know, again, it needs to be taken seriously. And it's an important part to time to say, oh, you know what? My health may not be up to par. I need to address a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and just be aware. You know, I'm not always great at planning ahead or thinking ahead or, mm-hmm. you know, I hear women talking about it but never realized, you know.
that this could happen to me.
Right, I really did.
Or how bad it really was.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I mean, I haven't suffered very long compared to
sure.
some women that, you know, 10 years, and they don't have to.
No.
They don't have to. So when we come back, let's talk about the role of herbs and homeopathic. Those are the things that I'm doing, and we're going to talk about that and how that can help balance the hormones.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. and we're on a pattern that it will actually crash, then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. Mm-hmm. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health. And that's based on a balance of the physiology, functional, and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
We'll find out how structure function care can impact your life.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about menopause, a time of change. And Dr. Prather, we talked about the importance of diagnostic and the structure function care that we do at The Prather Practice. And let's talk about treatment now. What role do herbs play in treatment of symptoms of menopause?
In the... Of course, herbals are something that have been used for thousands of years to treat menopause specifically and hormones very effectively. Matter of fact, one of the things that the bioidenticals, most of those are taken from plants and then converted into bioidentical hormones. So plants themselves have a quality about them that can imitate and are close to some of the human hormones in the body. So you can utilize those to get a shift, and then the body can take those, utilize them to manufacture some of the hormones and get things balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a means of a low-dose type of thing of getting things shifted.
Mm-hmm.
So herbs are one of the better things that can be done along those lines. Some of them is that there are phytoestrogens that are available in plants that you can pull out, and there's some very well-known ones that can provide that. Black cohosh is one of the things that can be done. Dung quai, which works on the liver on cleansing that, because the liver has a lot to do with the hormonal system.
Sounds like a martial art move.
Yeah. evening primrose oil mm-hmm. is a very common one that we use. Ginseng. Kava, red clover, wild yam are some of the herbs that we use. And the one that worked the best for you was Damiana.
Mm-hmm. Sounds Italian, that's why.
Yeah.
Uncle Dom.
So Damiana is a excellent type of an herb for balancing out the hormones. And there are literally, we have a list of 1,200 herbs that mm-hmm. we can use to help to balance out the hormones.
And that's what I like, what we do, is we're not
sure.
putting women on the same program.
No.
You know, we're doing the diagnostics, and then we can test what
sure.
supplementation's best for them.
Well, a very interesting thing that occurs is they want to do research, the medical research.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they would take a herb, let's say black cohosh,
mm-hmm.
and then they take women in menopause with symptoms, and then they give them all black cohosh and see what kind of changes they have and whether that fixes it. And they find that about 15% of the women have improvement and the others don't. So they say, well, it's not effective. But each of these herbs have a very specific effect on the hormones.
Right.
It's not that they're not effective. It's that just 15% of the women are going to respond to, because they have that hormonal shift.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we're trying to do is to educate the researchers, because mm-hmm. they don't understand.
Herbs, they don't understand how they work.
They don't understand mm-hmm. how the body works.
How the body works.
I'm sorry, but that just to put it plainly.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're doing is they're thinking of a disease model where you force the body to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how herbs work.
They or that work. Everybody's body is the same.
Or everybody's body is mm-hmm. the same. It's a concept on that. I says, no, what you need to do is to do the blood work. And then we sit there and we say, okay, we have this type of a shift. These are the herbs that are going to work in that type of a shift. Then do the test.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find almost 100% success rate.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on what kind of hormonal shift you have determines what herbs you use to
right.
correct the shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can tell them what percentage on each different type of herb that they're going to use is going to be effective to cut down on the symptoms, because that's the percentage of women that have that particular shift.
And you're looking at the diagnostic.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that is you know, it needs to be a shift in understanding and how to do research, because pharmaceutical research and herbal research are completely two different animals.
Right.
And you can't, it's the difference between playing basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
You put a bunch of basketball players out on a football field and they're going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
uh-huh.
So, having an understanding of that, and that's one of the things that we do, is we understand herbs, we understand how they work, and we know which herbs are going to work with what different type of a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, Damiana was absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love my herbs.
Yes.
We're not just talking about marijuana here.
Right.
Some people think. How about homeopathic medicine? I know for me that's been very effective.
Yes. And a homeopathic is the safest way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we do the herbals, but we're always going to combine a homeopathic along those lines. Because what homeopathics do is they stimulate the body's own production. So as we see what kind of a shift is going on, we know what homeopathics are going to work in that type of instance. And then we give the homeopathic remedy with that, and that stimulates so that the body is... And that's... Really, with homeopathics, is the quickest way to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some immediate changes on that, because the way that homeopathics work is it's on a vibrational level, and it stimulates the body's own production. So it, unlike herbs, which has, you know, some of their own factors that go into it,
mm-hmm.
so there can be, at a much lower rate of hormone replacement therapy, there can be some side effects, things that you have to watch out for, but far, far safer than any pharmaceutical. But when you talk about homeopathic, it either stimulates the body to work in a certain type of way or it doesn't do anything. So there is absolutely no risk whatsoever with homeopathic.
Mm-hmm. And you been putting me on injectable.
Injectable. It's far more effective than any other form. And homeopathic injectables make the quickest difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, we can give the shot, and people feel an immediate change
mm-hmm.
if it's proper.
Mm-hmm.
So we get very quick changes along those lines, and we get some very long-lasting changes. Because, again, homeopathic changes how the body works.
Mm-hmm.
It works with the body, and stimulates a homeostasis that's very hard to achieve otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I'll attest to that. In 1 to 2 days, that joint pain, the heart flutters went away.
Hot flashes.
The hot flashes, yeah, went away.
And it is very dangerous when your estradiol goes too low. I mean, that's something that can kick off a heart attack right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very protective along those lines. And if your estradiol goes too low, heart symptoms are one of the things that occur.
Yeah. And I, you know, women, our symptoms for heart attack are so different than men. And
sure.
So just be aware of that. Well, let's talk about the role, you know, that diet plays in menopause.
Diet can play a very big role. One of the things that the symptoms increase oftentimes with certain type of dietary things. So if you have some allergies to things, that can increase menopause symptoms. Sugar is a well-known, if you overindulge, take too much sugar into your system, that does increase menopause symptoms. Some of the other things that they have found is women who smoke cigarettes
mm-hmm.
have about 3 times as many symptoms of perimenopause, menopause, as women who don't smoke.
3 times.
3 times as likely to have.
That's another good reason not to smoke.
Yeah, cigarette smoking is one of the things that has been shown to increase symptomatology on menopause.
Is that because of the toxins?
Yes. What happens is that the liver is a very big manager of hormones. And whenever you put a greater toxic load on the body is less able to handle the subtle shifts that take place.
Well, that's why diet's important.
And that's why diet's important.
Refined sugar is a toxin.
It is another stress on there. But cigarettes are absolutely the worst stressor on the body. Alcohol is something that increases the symptoms. And one of the things that occur is oftentimes women will start drinking more
mm-hmm.
when they're going through menopause, and that just increases the symptoms, so you get into a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So you drink more, you have more symptomatology, so you drink more,
mm-hmm.
and it's a self-medication that creates problems greater than what you would if you just tried to suffer through it.
Yeah.
Caffeine, coffee is something that's known to kick off symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've stopped that. And it has,
you
it has
tell
made
it.
A difference. Yeah.
Yeah. You could
do
tell
the
that coffee
teas
was good.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As you shifted on that, that's something that plays a role. They oftentimes find that when you go into menopause, if you cut down on the number of calories, eat lighter, mm-hmm. has a
portion control.
Portion control because you're your metabolism changes when you go into menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can cut down on your calorie intake, then they find that the symptoms go down. Also, weight increases, and the heavier you are, if you have a higher percentage of fat,
mm-hmm.
then your menopause symptoms are worse
mm-hmm.
than if you didn't. Because there are several different forms of estrogen, and estradiol is the good one. The others increase the symptoms. So keeping that in the proper role of the what type of estrogen you have makes a big difference.
What about stress?
Stress always kicks up all the symptoms mm-hmm. of menopause. So controlling your stress, having the different types of things to reduce your stress is very, very important.
How about the importance of chiropractic care and acupuncture?
Chiropractic care controls the nervous system. It's another controlling. We have a lot of women who see a big difference with chiropractic care,
mm-hmm.
their symptoms of menopause. And then acupuncture is very well known to decrease the symptoms of menopause. Now, it's not a cure for it, you know, all the symptoms, but there is a very strong correlation.
Mm-hmm.
All the research that they've done on acupuncture is that it's very effective.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, Dr. Prather, we have a little time left.
Sure.
How would you like to conclude?
If you are suffering from the symptoms of menopause, getting some thorough diagnostics, seeking a structure function doctor, approaching it from that way is a very, very good idea. If you know that you're going to be getting into menopause anytime you have a change in life, making sure that you're healthy and go through that well.
Mm-hmm.
is a very important type of thing. And health is something that you work on, not something that you're just going to receive.
Mm-hmm. You need to take ownership of it.
You need to be proactive.
Yes. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Very informative, as always.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.